Well, as you were just saying, the WISE survey, that's the Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, has seen a huge wave in the interstellar gas of our galaxy caused by a massive star shooting through that gas. Now, we've discussed the survey before. It's looking over the entire sky, looking for interesting features in the infrared wave bands. And what it's actually seen is what we call a bow shock in front of the star Zeta Ophiuchi. It's rather like the wave that's created in front and around a speeding boat as it goes through the water. But this is a star that's travelling at something like 25 kilometres per second through its surrounding gas. Now, the star itself is something like 500 light years away, so that's not quite a next door neighbour, but it's perhaps on the next street. It's pretty close. And this 25 kilometres per second might sound very fast, but we have actually seen runaway stars with much larger speeds. Something up to 100 kilometres per second is not totally unusual, and we even see things with speeds of up to several hundred kilometres per second going so fast that they could actually escape our galaxy entirely, given enough time. So why is this actually interesting? Well, runaway stars in general, like this one, may actually be important to understand the history of the entire universe, because they are able, when travelling at such large speeds, to escape their nursery, the place that they were born, which was a very dense cloud of gas. And because they escape that very dense cloud, their light gets out into the wider universe more easily. So it is important for us to understand how and why these runaway stars are actually formed and how they then behave if we want to understand how light gets out into the universe, which, of course, is important for things like understanding star formation in general, like at Redshift 10, as we'll be hearing about later on.
So we can actually use them as a probe to find out more about a nursery region that we may not necessarily be able to see.
In a sense, yes. I mean, I think the physics of how they actually get out of that nursery region is so poorly understood at the moment that it's hard to say that we're really learning about the nursery. It's more sort of the other way round. But ultimately, these kind of studies will tell us more about the way that stars form.